everybody, and welcome back to Docu Commentary.
Hi.
The only shut up, Chase. I haven't introduced you yet.
Sorry. I'm just excited.
My
just,
flow's ruined. God. All right. Reset. This is the only
I'm sorry. I thought you wanted me to introduce. I'm sorry.
Oh, you know how much it upsets me to be interrupted. All right. Well, now I feel like I gotta pump fake you. This is the only podcast where we watch a documentary and leave a commentary trail of breadcrumbs for you to follow along, pick up out of the dirt because you're dirty, you chubby little kids.
You're down there anyway.
Following our little bread trail. Anyways, I'm one of your hosts. My name is Travis Nelson, and here's your other host.
I'm Chase Myers.
There he is. Hey, I don't know why I didn't let you talk before that.
No, it was, I mean, it was a good bit.
We're equal hosts. You could have piped in. I was just having fun.
No, I stole you. Everybody knows the first 15 seconds of yours.
Though, yeah, that's yeah. true. I have made a big deal about that on social media. Speaking of which, look us up on social media. Oh, yeah. And you guys are like, okay. So a bunch of you is probably watching this on YouTube thinking you're going to get to watch this.
Oh, yeah, because this is a hot one. This one's new.
Yeah,
this is a new
documentary. To watch this documentary on YouTube for free. That's not what this is. Me and Chase are really good comedians, and this is just our dumb in our living room podcast we do where we smoke a little bit and we watch documentaries. So.
Yeah, we'd love for you to stay, though.
Yeah, I mean, this is fun. If you don't like this, you can go check out Funny Sad with...
I didn't know that was the angle. I thought you were about to say, if you don't like this, you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Eat my whole ass.
I thought you were about to give it to him. I thought they were about to get the business.
Man's
promoting, he's still...
Check out the other videos on my channel. I got a bunch of stand-up on there. I got a bunch more coming. And then Funny Sad with Vanessa and Travis. And we got some more stuff on the way. So subscribe, punk. Hit that subscribe button. Punch it. Get it dirty. All right. I can't remember. We did the last one we did was 2 or 3 weeks ago.
That seems right. I think it's been about 2 weeks.
Anything amazing happened to you since then?
I mean, just my life is always dope.
Yeah.
I played golf in Century League Field. The football stadium, I played a different game inside of that. Played golf. And it was fucking amazing. It was dope. Me and another comedian, Corey Michaelis, went and they set up like 9 holes throughout the stadium, and you fucking hit down onto the field. You hit the green, you got a par. You hit it close, you got a birdie. You fucking miss, you got a bogey, and keep drinking beer. Don't matter.
Chase got drunk and hit golf balls in a football arena.
Man, that was so much fun. That was. That's pretty life changing. I'm a little bit different now.
I've noticed you're rude now.
I'm interrupting people now. I always think it's my time to talk. It's because it is. No.
Yeah.
man. I think that I went and did some shows in Oregon. That was pretty cool. The usual, you know. I got some cool shit coming up. I'm going to Tahoe. 21st and 22nd. You goddamn right the 22nd, because I'm going to advance in that competition and get a second day. It is the comedy death match. Cage match is what they're calling it. If you think I'm not going to a comedy cage match, dude, I'm there already. I'm fucking waiting for you.
So far
okay.
up Jason's alley.
Holy shit.
With the chair.
Dude, I'm buying a goddamn robe and I'm making a big fucking show about this. We're doing it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but I got there's 8 of us. It's a lot of comedians that I respect. I'm sorry that they all have to lose. We're gonna battle it out, and I'm gonna walk away with $2,000. So come check it out.
I can't wait to send this. Cut that clip out and send it to everyone else.
Oh, give it to them. I wanted to say, I'll make sure.
I'll cut that out and send it to
them. You know what's funny? I'm always just fucking talking shit that I have. There's on this.
You're rude now.
But this has always been in me. Whenever the Saints should have won the Super Bowl this past year, I totally predicted it on this podcast. Whenever we were talking about it, I was like, I said that whole thing about like, on that day, we had that show, and I was like, all right, so the Saints are going to win the Super Bowl at 8:00. We can start the show at 8:30.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I had this whole thing, and then we all know how that happened.
Uh-huh.
And then just, all right, that's it. Me and you have been talking about me predicting things well. I can also go the other way.
I was going to say, we had a really cool, the first week of the month, you hosted most shows. So Chase and I do shows in The Hoquiam Brewery on Wednesday in Washington. This is all in Washington. And then Thursday is the Lowercase Brewery in Seattle. And then Saturday is Flood Valley Brewing in Chehalis. And Sunday is the Aslan Depot Barrel Room in Bellingham. And we got to do the barrel room together with Damon Schritter. That's so funny because I'd hung out with that guy like once or twice, but it was years ago, and there's no way he remembered me. So that was a huge gamble on his part.
You know, it paid off because it's a goddamn good show.
It was a great show. One just keeps getting better.
I have super enjoyed hosting those shows every month. They've been super fun. I've enjoyed it. I come to think about it, I never really hosted much ever, honestly. I mean, I ran an open mic back in Louisiana, but, like, it was just always a fucking train wreck and stuff. Like, it wasn't – I never, hosted, like, professional shows like this every month where it's, like, kind of same people coming every month and stuff, which is really cool because it, like, fucking got to be funny. Got to be new funny.
I did that, and then I had the worst – comedy week. Oh man, I went down to Oregon and it was so not fun. Dude, I think what happened, see, I just coughed right there. I got sick the first week somehow, and then I fought it off, and then my girlfriend got me sick the following Monday, and we figured it out. We deduced what happened was one of our fucking coworkers came in and got like 8 people at work sick, including her, and everyone had the same.
It's like I found the monkeypox.
Whatever reason, it hit me super hard. Like, I'm still not over it. I finally had to start taking antibiotics for it just because it was just kicking my ass. Like,
yeah.
And it's so embarrassing to be 29 years old and, like, the cold is beating me down. But, you know, I'm a weak person now.
Oh, man. I just hope my body beats everything. I don't go to the doctor or anything. I just sit it out. I just wait.
I mean, you can just run to urgent care and get antibiotics. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, well, I'll never find out. So.
Yeah, well, anyways. So I just had, like, Tuesday was fun. I was with Cameron Mazuka and Corey Michaelis, actually.
Oh, sweet.
Damn, Corey, 2 mentions in the pod
already.
Look at you, bud. I was opening for Corey, and Cameron was hosting, which was just a good show, and it was fun.
Yeah, Cameron's dope.
And Cameron and I, like, went up there together, and I fucking got to that piece of shit's house, and I was, like, stressed out, because I was like, oh, man, I'm leaving late. We're going to be late. There's all this traffic. And I drive all the way to his house, like, 5 minutes before I get there, I get a text, and I can see it, because I'm just, like, speeding, and, you know, that thing with Google Maps where you're just looking at the time and trying to beat the time, and, I just see a text pop up, and he's like, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit. I fell asleep and took a nap, but I just saw this. He's like, give me a minute. And I was like, oh, damn. So, like, I was hot a little bit the first.
Yeah.
I was like, Cameron, you fucked us, pal. You fucked us.
It's all over.
Yeah. No, but we got there, like, 45 minutes early still. Like, it was fine. But it was fun hanging out with him. And that was a great show. And, yeah, then Wednesdays when it got bad, I went down to Coos Bay, and it was just like a 7-hour drive, felt like shit, went up, and like they left the finals on the TVs, like in the sides of the room as I was performing, and just,
you know,
how could you pay attention to stand-up comedy when the NBA finals are on?
You know, we've both complained about this same room
doing this
same thing on this podcast.
You know what I did this time, though? I got sassy. I got a little rude with it.
Yeah. I've burned that place down a couple times.
What I've noticed, and this goes to a lot of casinos. I've just done this one twice a year for like 4 years now, so I'm cocky. But they just love, like, no one there really wants to do anything. So if you ask them for anything, it's so funny. They will always make up a reason why they can't do it. That's just bullshit. And then if you call them out on it, they just have to do it then. So, like, they turned off the TVs after the show was over, which sucked because I was trying to watch the finals. So I was like, hey, can we get the TV back on? They're like, oh, we can't. Everyone left the bar. We have to reset the room for the next show. And I was like, yeah, so why can't you? There's no one here. And they're like, oh, well, we left. Because then people try to get in. I'm like, no, there's TVs outside. They'll just watch those TVs. No one's breaking in here to watch the. And so, like, all right. And they turn it on. And then they moved all the tables and chairs away from the stage to make, like, a dance floor. And me and Susan, I was with Susan Rice. And she was like, why are they doing that? It's just going to. I'm like, there's no way. They're putting those back. And the guy just left. And that's when I was like, hey, why are the tables and chairs? Oh, my God. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
And they were kind of trying to be like, oh, well, we reset it. There's going to be a band next. And I'm like, but we still have another comedy show.
We still have a comedy show, too.
So I threw a fit and, like, moved all the tables and chairs back, like, how they should be for a comedy show. Right. I was just, yeah.
That's what you should do. Yeah, by the way, you kind of floated through this, but I mean, we talked about this before about how angry it makes me that no, we have to have the TVs on during your performance. TVs have to be on. I can't turn the TV off. The NBA Finals are on.
Yeah.
Have to be on while you're performing. But when everybody's gone, they got to be off. We can't fucking have the TV.
Are you crazy?
We can't have TVs on while nobody's.
Are you a fucking maniac? They're
dude,
off, man.
They're off, dude.
They have to be off.
Bro, that it. I would have lost my fucking mind. I mean, at least whenever that happened, they just stayed on the whole time whenever I performed there.
I mean, the nice thing, I mean, not nice, but like I was already like feeling sick and everything. So like, I don't know. It took a lot of effort for me to like put a foot down and be like, no, seriously, I want, like, I could have just gone back to my room.
Yeah.
But yeah. And so that was, and then the audiences were just, I don't know. There wasn't a lot of people either, so it was just kind of tough. And then next night was fun. We were at there's this little place called Looking Glass Brewery in Winston, Oregon.
Mm.
And I hit it up last time I was through, and it was just amazing. And so, you know, I was coming through again 6 months later. It was probably too quick for me to go back, honestly. Mm-hmm. I felt like everyone knew my jokes, even, like, and, yeah, and because they knew my jokes, it's like they knew which ones were new jokes, and they were like, this is a new one. Like, it was just weird. And it was fun. And that was a good time, but again, I was just sick the whole time, so I just kind of felt like I was out of my mind. Like, they gave me a hat. They were super nice to me. I was chatting up with a bunch of people, but I can't remember half of it because I was on, like, cold medication. And then Friday, Saturday, we were in Medford, which was, like, Friday was really weird. I don't mean to just, like, tell you about all my shows, but that's kind of what I'm doing. Man, Friday, the show started out where everyone didn't like me for some reason. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know why. But it was just sometimes you get on there and it's just like they didn't. My first 5 minutes is usually like just my foolproof, throw five at them, get them laughing, have some fun. And they just didn't give me anything on five.
Dude, it's the worst. Whenever shit, you know.
Yeah, so I just had to work extra hard.
Doesn't. Just
and
start.
Then I got them around like not much past five. Then they figured me out and they started laughing like really hard at everything. So by the end. Like, if you walked in at the end, you'd be like, oh, man, this guy's amazing. But if you walked in that first 5 minutes, you'd be like, man, this guy sucks.
Yeah.
So it was demoralizing. And then the second show, I tried to poke fun at Medford a little bit. Just
they don't like
fun
it.
Some stuff I saw. No, man, they clamped up. And I, you know, everyone had a good time, but it was
their
just
nickname
work.
Is Methford.
Yeah.
And it's they don't
spot.
Like it.
It's a weird spot. Like, every time I'm there, something crazy happens. This last time, dude showed up with a mail-order bride, straight-up mail-order bride, and was just talking to him like a cartoon of a guy who got a mail-order bride. Mm. Just like, yeah, I'll explain everything to you now because you're my wife now. Oh, yeah. And she doesn't speak any English, and just obviously they don't understand each other at all. And she's like trying to say she's hungry, and he's like, "No, you're not hungry. You ate earlier, remember?"
I wonder
you're
what,
like, oh my god,
I wonder what brought them together.
This dude shouldn't have a puppy.
What,
you don't give him
what amazing room. Love story.
Oh my god,
brought these two that can't communicate with each other together.
Yeah, so that was weird. But good news is tomorrow, the 13th, which
good
I'm going
to
try to get this up. June 13th, tomorrow, I am headlining the Spokane Comedy Club.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be great. And then the 14th and 15th, I'll be at the Schnuck Winds in Lincoln City in Oregon. And the following week, the 19th, that's a Wednesday, I'm headlining Vina Bella Wine Bar in Issaquah, Washington. And that Saturday at 4:30, I'm headlining Tacoma Comedy Club, a little early show business. And then Wednesday the 26th, I'm doing the Aurora Borealis Club, which is northern Seattle. That's a new club. If you guys come out and support it, that'd be really cool.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm going to be there this weekend, the 14th and 15th at Aurora Borealis, and I'll be there on the 19th.
Oh, with Jimmy Schubert, right?
Yes.
Oh,
so, yeah, I'm there this weekend, and I'm there on the 19th. I'm there. I'm just doing a residency. I'm just going to hang out and host all the shows.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And then the only other date I want to throw in, I'm going to be at the Syracuse Funny Bone in New York the 27th through the 29th. So yeah, that's all of them. I was going to mention you're opening for Jimmy Schubert this weekend. This has been a long intro, by the way.
Yeah,
I know that. But last one was like 2 minutes, so we got this. Jimmy Schubert, Aaron Engel, and I have a running joke about Jimmy Schubert because I worked with him at that Harvey's Comedy Club one time, and the host got fired. I won't say who it was, but he got fired after the very first show Thursday night. And as he was being fired, I was giving Jimmy a ride back to his hotel. and we were walking by, and it was so awkward. And the kid, the guy starts yelling at Jimmy. He's like, Jimmy, they're trying to fire me, man. You got to tell them I'm funny. Tell them I'm funny, Jimmy. So dude, now anytime like a Jimmy
funny,
Schumer
Jimmy.
Thing pops up, me and Aaron will send it to each other and just like write over it like, Jimmy, please. Jimmy, tell them I'm funny.
Tell them I'm funny. We got that moment with a lot of people. The whole... that night we did a Comedy Underground. It was like Taylor Clark and all those. Like,
those dudes.
I've had them say that shit too. Bo, fucking Bo. Yeah, Bo said that shit.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You should say just say that shit to Jimmy and see what happens. I'm sure if
please,
you.
Please, Jimmy.
You have to tell him you're my roommate and he'll love that shit.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah, I'm excited.
Cool.
What's the word, baby bird?
Oh, I was waiting for you to ask. Well, you got the last two movies, so I think I get the next two.
Sounds fair.
And we are going to start with a movie I'm pretty excited to watch. I think you are too.
Yeah, dude, I'm super fucking pumped on this. I think it's going to be really good, so there might be a lot of us just kind of like watching it.
Yeah. So it's called, hang on, I'm trying to like pull up the definition thing, but I'm failing pretty hard at that.
Hit the arrow.
Arrow.
Yeah.
we're not even good at this. this is what we do, and we're not even good at it. So it's called The Black Godfather, and our little blurb is, this documentary follows the life of Clarence Avant, the ultimate uncensored mentor and behind-the-scenes rainmaker in music, film, TV, and politics.
This dude done amazing. Everything, and yeah. Nobody knows.
And we're watching it starting now. Right on the dot. Nailed it. First try.
No doubt. That's how you start a documentary with Bill Withers.
Yeah.
It's a lovely day.
Oh, man. I was just listening to a bunch of Bill Withers today.
No shit. Looking good.
Yeah, man, aged well. What he's done, I mean, it's a very
unusual story. That's why we're sitting here. I get it. I know what's happening. And they do what
they do. Yeah. How do you put together a life
from knowing people? I can't wait to find out. Contacts. You in a box, Bill Withers?
This is miming it.
All right, don't put all his business out there.
Yeah, we easy. Got, this is the very beginning of the documentary, Bill.
We got some time, Bill. Are they using Use Me as the music? That's fucking perfect.
Wow.
I sing that at karaoke. Friend. Here we go. No.
When I used to work at the distillery making whiskey, that song would come on the Pandora station every 15 minutes, and I never got tired of it.
Yeah, it's a fucking great song. Using me.
Just gonna show his photos with him and everybody.
That's what he does. He knows people.
Yeah.
What's up, Quincy Jones? You're equally as fucking connected.
Yeah. Barack Obama.
Hey. Prez, what's up, man?
Yeah, hey, buddy.
Funny to see you take some time for this. That's an important man. You got the president talk about him.
Yeah. Huh.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Oh, Bill Clinton. Hey.
And then you act real rude to me. Man, let's bring Jimmy Carter out. What do you got to say?
Yeah, get Jimmy Carter. Leave Bush at home, but get Carter.
Bush. Bush like, I don't know him. Yeah. I never met the man. I mean, he does seem like he's lived forever just based on just all the range of people and time talking about him.
Just that much. If you were like, he's actually God, I'd be like, all right.
Yeah, I mean, that seems what God would be like. I just know people. I know somebody that can make a speech.
He's like, you know me.
I make money, motherfucker.
Yeah.
All your heroes look up to me.
I dare one of you not to clap for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Clarence exemplifies
a certain. God damn.
The fuck is happening right now?
Yeah. A certain level of street smarts and savvy. Obama's telling me how cool this guy is? Damn. Him to move into worlds that nobody had prepared him for and say, I can figure this out. Do you remember the first time someone ever said, you're the godfather?
Day I was born. He got a real sharp edge. I love it. He's got that. He's got that Paul Mooney thing going.
Yeah, he does. He's still angry.
Yeah. And I said, I represent her now.
And philanthropist. That's so crazy. My dad has a photo with Louis Armstrong when he was a kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My dad played in band and everything. He was like, got to see him play.
Yeah. I feel like if you were a manager back then, he was just a real motherfucker.
Yeah, it had to be.
This dude is in so many documentaries.
Yeah. Give a shit about Al Capone.
Man, Al Capone suck my dick. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, but you do now. Quincy, I don't feel sorry for you, bro.
Yeah.
But I do love that y'all are facing each other. I didn't realize that.
Hanging people up by their feet.
He wanted to make sure he knew that was true. And that's true. That shit is true.
Yeah.
Clarence ain't made one joke. He's been business the whole time.
Yeah, if you're making a documentary about me, it's factual.
Okay.
They're a bunch of bastards.
Hello, Willie. That's what my next headshot's gonna look like. I'm gonna go through some of these old pictures. I'm gonna recreate some of these.
That's a great idea.
Tell me about Bill.
Country Miles.
Tell me about the jazz, Bill. Yeah, it sounds like a creative guy.
Is he eating out that piano?
You damn right he is. You seen him eat out a piano?
DJ Khaled's not eating out a piano.
No, he's not. Yo, he got super pissed because his album didn't finish, didn't get number one. It got number two.
Oh, really?
And apparently he threw a fucking bitch fit at his record label and shit like that.
That's
because hilarious. He's promoting it like crazy. Like, yeah. He nonstop for like months has been talking about it.
Poor him.
Fuck, who's the dude that beat him? I'll think about it a minute.
Doesn't.
Oh, Tyler the Creator had number one. He lost Tyler the Creator.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it pissed me off too.
Your third game.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Dude, yeah. That's such a good fucking Quincy. I hate Jamie Foxx, how talented that dude is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah, man, I'm fucking sweating to death, dude.
I'm
slamming back Gatorades like crazy, man. Cold fucking blooded. Goddamn. Yeah.
All right, cool. 1962.
Not a bad spot.
No.
Clarence.
Listen.
Man.
Every description of Clarence, he was one of those guys. He was a man about town. He was old in the clubs. He knew all the cool people.
I took him to the Copa Cabana.
Like he knew the story immediately.
Yeah.
Don't you, son of a bitch, Quincy, don't you?
And he said, Miss Ross is restaurant. Said, Mr. Mark Button, that new one.
Ha ha ha.
Put ice in my wine.
That Glazer guy, it's the one dude he looks up to.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to get it.
Yeah. How much he had paid the internal revenue? Talking about his taxes, you dork.
I like him, man.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
Yeah.
It's not a foreign concept. You're Clarence Avant. Just walk your cool ass in there.
Yeah.
Like, I should have asked a long time ago.
Yeah, damn.
Man, you're 100% right. That's what sucks.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Couldn't act one bit. I told him you're going to put him in 100 films.
Oh, wow.
Made me build a dojo.
He built a dojo.
He made me build a dojo. Hey, man, Bruce Lee tells you to do something, you do it.
Yeah.
I see him quick fingers. Fuck. That's wow. You, bro? That's you?
That's crazy.
Man, living off that forever, dude.
Yeah.
What you did?
Well, Jackie got pregnant.
And moved to California.
And he was like, I never fucking went to California. I'm Clarence Avant. I don't go. If I say it, I mean it.
Damn,
mama got you right.
Yeah. There you go.
When he came to LA, it was like he was starting his life all over again with Jackie. He was changing his life. I was just looking for a house. I used to wait until you find a house. Boy, his was the shit.
So that's why I started.
Yeah.
So one day, Mr. Glazer came out. Look at my house. Yes, sir.
That's crazy.
How much you paying tax that year?
Yeah. Yeah, no shit. Like, I think you had money at that point.
I mean, if you're using it as a pickup line. Is that you? Can you get me three presidents at my next fundraiser?
Shit, I'll get you three presidents on a documentary.
Yeah, man. We know. We know the time. Yeah, he is. No, we don't. You gotta go kiss his ass. Jim Brown's a bad motherfucker.
Yeah.
Leading rusher when he retired. Man got like 12,000 yards in like 9 years.
Yeah.
He retired. He's like retired like 30 or whatever.
Here he is.
He's been a huge activist too his whole life. You know what? I'm going to retire and do this now.
Yeah. I think I'll be fine.
There's this Jamaican dude that I work with, and he calls everybody woman, like every woman, and it fucking cracks me up. So much.
That's hilarious.
You know, woman, move that. Like, Raquel Welts, that girl is gorgeous. I watched old SNL that she hosted, and it fucking blew me away how beautiful she was.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like 76, or it might have been the first season. She might have hosted the first season.
Jesus Christ.
Man, that's always the it's always that specific clip.
Someone had a sign that said race mixing is communism.
Yeah, man. Anything is communism on a poster.
Sense.
Man, I love how much he respects that one dude.
Yeah. future for Joe Glazer and Al Capone?
Get your own money. I mean, so?
Yeah, maybe.
All right, now tell me all the fucking bangers that were signed to Sussex.
Yeah. I want a list.
Look at that funky guy. Just shaking him up, Clarence.
Corny motherfucker. There's a documentary about that guy, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's really he got really famous in South Africa.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't think I know who he is.
That's crazy. No wonder it was so popular.
Yeah. Get him, Bill.
Oh, my God. Did he sign Bill Withers?
Oh, yeah. I mean, clearly. I mean, that's how the documentary started, so yeah.
You're right. That's just so crazy.
No.
Was he like the first guy to sign Bill Withers?
Oh, I don't know. I guess he was.
You imagine passing on Bill Withers? What kind of guy?
Yeah, I'm Bill Withers. You'll find out pretty soon. Like, Kermit, what are you doing?
Damn right.
Well,
you see how that turned out. I'm old.
I'm not singing about this fucking happy ass life. My life ain't happy. The big leap for me from being a professional aircraft mechanic over into this world.
Nice.
That's fucking great. It's
pretty great, right? No shit. Even today, you can't really spend a lot of time listening to music without hearing some Bill Withers. Yeah. Stood the test of time. We will never forget Lean on Me.
That is crazy, man. You had a.
Yeah,
like really
you is.
Had a big hit like early in those like you know 50s, 60s when like media was starting to get out more and stuff. Like yeah. Man, that shit will stick forever. I guess this is early 70s, but
yeah.
Yeah, man. Slab Fork.
Hollywood. 100% apparently.
Fuss it up.
I mean, seems like you're both super talented. I think that's the real tribute to Clarence's ear is that he had a feeling for whatever wasn't being done at the time. It must have been kind of a lonely place for him. Yeah, I think he's okay. Yeah, I think he's doing fine. I don't know how you hear Bill Withers and think, I've made poor choices.
Yeah.
Like, no, you're killing it.
I've seen him in a lot of stuff and a lot of documentaries too. Oh, he was in the OJ documentary. That's what I remember. He's in the OJ documentary a lot. He's Cajun, dude. Clearly. That Creole.
I was doing talking about self-help, you know, and mutual aid. We have to do something for ourselves. And, you know, we have to stop standing on the sideline asking white folks to do something for us that we can do for ourselves. I like that. That's what I'm all about.
And as I begin, he's like, you're all right, actually.
There you go. I ain't doing no civil rights. I'm trying to make money. It's a fucking insane quote. What up, Curtis? You know, Brian Dennis. He like saw his mom's like in this somewhere.
Really?
Yeah, he made some Facebook post, like a screenshot, and was like, "My mom made it on Netflix." Like that might be her. Oof.
Oh, that's crazy.
I just showed Travis the picture of... What's up, Brian? Talking about you a lot on this one. I just showed your status of your mom. Oh, Dick Clark ain't having that.
Yeah.
Yo, you look just like your dad, man.
Yeah.
I was about to be like, shit, you look good. Oh, okay. Look just like that till he died.
Yeah.
And I ain't about civil rights, I'm about money. Shut it down.
Yeah.
Damn. Damn. Fucking wrestled Dick Clark down.
That's pretty obvious.
Yeah. That's definitely you, Clarence.
Yeah. Little baby Clarence.
So sex.
Gert.
Mama Gert.
I know some people in the South were Clarence and he mentioned the word sweet potato. And Clarence's nickname is sweet potato.
Okay. They should have called this documentary Sweet Potato.
Yeah. That's a good ass nickname, though.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah. That's fucking. Oof.
Jesus Christ. Ugh.
Man, just a car.
Yeah, you just imagine a childhood like that?
Yeah. Just you hear cars fucking run. Straight up.
Yeah.
Mr. Wexler, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right.
Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet. Oh, shit.
Oh,
man. Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
Liar.
Christ.
Fucking liar.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Jesus Christ. Yeah.
The gentleman that run the place, his name was Mr. Newport. He came out to me come in his office. Everybody knew that I was fired.
And he said that they were all terrified of him. Terrified. Now, he said, I understand your emotions. So he said, I'm not going to burn, but you can't do it again.
I said, I'm going to do it again.
I'll call it civil rights.
How about Clarence?
Yeah, get him.
I mean, you bring Marvin Gaye in.
Yep.
What's going on? I need to see a Marvin Gaye documentary.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there is one.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised that I haven't, actually. It's, I mean, you know, his fucking dad killed him. I mean, that story is, you know.
Yeah.
I'm here to make money. Now you are withering away, man.
He knows how to talk to everybody. Not with him, but he knows how to talk to him. I was looking for a tall, imposing man. And in those days, everybody was bright, darned white, curly head, he's called a good head. And this very short, dark,
pan down to the baddest man going.
Got a sweet potato in his hand. Wow.
What's up, chef? And popping his eye out.
Yeah.
Clarence convinced the naysayer to give Sammy a place on the show so he could state his case to the crowd.
Disagree. Whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Good. 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 But don't. I will not allow anyone to take away the fact that I am black. And then he says, you know, I got to be me.
That's a fucking cool moment.
Yeah. All right, Sammy, go hug Nixon.
All right, go back.
And people are crying at the end of this thing. And you're damn near crying because this is not just a performance. This is a man really saying, no, I am one of you. I don't judge me this way.
My father has this great sense of music. He understands the vibration of music. He understands that music changes the way you feel. He understands the power of music.
I used to call it magic because he connects all of these worlds and makes them his reality. He's in the music business. He's in the movie business. He's in the entertainment business, but he's also in politics.
There's a guy running for Congress. He's been the first black guy.
I'm Andrew Young. My preparation for politics and my previous experience was somewhat different from that of most of my colleagues.
And that, you know, nobody wants me to do what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Jeez,
that's awesome.
I'm just throwing this out there. I'm gonna start using that.
I didn't ask you.
I didn't ask you.
You can wind up buying someone a house.
Yeah. Shaft is there, man.
My dedication is not just to blacks. My dedication is to anybody in this society that has not had an opportunity to enjoy all of the rights and privileges of the society.
The one thing Mr. Glazer said to me, you have no rights unless you have the right to vote. I believe in heavily in the political system, period.
His attraction to politics, again, is first and foremost as somebody who likes people who have that thing that nobody else has, and seeing that, and responding to that. Again, the way of just seeking people out who you would be surprised he knew about.
He called me and he said, do you really know this Jimmy Carter?
Man, I knew Jimmy Carter was going to pop up.
Yep, yeah. There he is. Peanut.
Peanut man. Get that peanut farm out of here.
Damn, this guy is just a kingmaker.
Yeah.
Quincy Jones and Mark Jones and Diana Ross and Barry Gordy. So it was the fact that he had his net
We couldn't get Ted to leave.
Get out of here, Ted. Ted's throwing up in the bathroom again.
Ted's putting his feet on everything. Take his shoes off, Ted. Hank Aaron, baby. 7:15. Yeah, of course I do. He's supposed to make some money. Man, so Hank Aaron hit that. Oh, I got it. Just out of respect, I got to listen.
I don't give a shit.
But I smell money all over you. So he hits 714, I think on the last game of that season.
Yeah.
And he doesn't hit 715 until the first game of the next season. Oh, so it's like a whole summer like waiting. And then, yeah. Never played against a black guy. Never hit 50 home runs in a year and has the most home runs ever because you don't count Barry Bonds.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, of course, man. There's those two fans that run out to pat him on the back and everybody was scared they were going to, like, kill him.
Yeah. Listen up, you sons of bitches.
Yeah. Luckily, you didn't hit 715 till the next year, so. He drinks Coca-Cola and he lives in your town because Atlanta. That's this fucking
is,
perfect.
This is crazy.
I didn't even think about the Coca-Cola to Atlanta connection. Like, yeah. Man, this motherfucker plays for your team. Yeah, fucking sign him. Yeah, and then the next year. They still, so that the stadium is tore down, but they still have the fence there of 715 from where he hit it over in like a monument. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. And it is cool that he got to do it at home because he hit 714 on the road. So. I seriously still think of his as like the home run record.
Yeah.
Like, I usually don't give a shit about steroids. Like, I don't care. But if you have a record, then I do care. like, you can't have the most fucking home runs ever and are a known cheater like half your career. Like.
Yeah. And like blatantly so.
Yeah. I don't care if you cheat, honestly. Just don't be the best whenever you do it. Don't fucking ruin that man's record.
Yeah, you don't get to cheat and be the best.
Yeah. Ludacris match? All right, so he's telling everybody what everybody was making.
Yeah.
he demanded that they hire me as the director. And they said, hey, well, this guy doesn't direct these things. This is a black show, yeah, but we don't need, I mean, come on.
So I told this guy, you got 1 week. I'm using thin label. You the in or you out.
He went into somebody's office and banged on their desk or did whatever he had to do for me to get a call from my agency. Guess what, man? They want you to direct an ABC special.
Goddamn. I would jump up and tap my heels together twice.
Barry White. I like that everybody used to have variety specials.
Yeah.
That was like a thing. Like, we got this famous person. There's too much music around him. Have him do a sketch.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah,
I wish that would come back. Just like super campy.
Yeah. I love how everything that he does, I mean, not really on this one, but like every little venture he gets into, he's like, I don't know shit about this. I just know that it's not being done right and people aren't making enough money. Yeah. So
I bet I can do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, but once they did. Oh no. Yep.
One day the IRS came in to his office, snatched everything from the records to the desk, padlocked the joint, and said, you owe us money. Boom. It's all gone.
We lost the radio station. I think his regret was I didn't listen to the people that were trying to help me.
How much money did you pay the IRS that year?
Yeah. Yeah, sounds like he's been fucking crushing it for.
Yeah.
Bill and I had fights, but that's part of the game. Arguments, not
That's gotta be tough.
The Bill Withers, you know, that was a heartbreaker. My daughter was maybe 3 when she got to know him, and she loved him. But he decided to leave Sussex.
He decided to leave my baby. I'm sorry, baby. Bill doesn't love you anymore. why are you making this much a 3-year-old? You know, this the worst is my toddler just really loved Bill.
He was a big figure in her life.
Big figure. And
Bill Withers. Yeah, he had a couple of
hits. I mean,
he was playing with my daughter. Why don't you tell your daughter that?
Yeah.
The bank's coming.
And I am worried.
Whose bit is that?
Chappelle.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I am worried.
Still there, Jackie. Good woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't.
Where am I
you
going?
Don't got a car. No car, nowhere to sleep. All right, let's get this comeback story going. Yeah, I was about to say, I can't believe he wasn't able to call in a favor to...
Yeah.
Hey, you know how I've helped make all you motherfuckers some money?
yeah, hey, Jimmy Carter.
You mind, yeah. Remember how I helped make you president?
Yeah. Okay. How come the IRS is sniffing around my stuff?
Long life in this game, you know. You want to keep your friends. Very important. And to know who your friends are, very important.
My friend. Should I have friends?
Does your wife know this? Cause,
yeah, this is going to be a tough one for her to watch. You know, my wife got fat, and I just... She's watching this like, what the... Good.
Whoa. Jesus. Oh, yeah, man. You fucking let Clarence down, bro.
Yeah.
He cares about your marriage more than you, man. Get your shit together. I filed that divorce.
Big John's like my son, man.
he's a good guy.
He checked me like a father would check his son. Saved my marriage, saved my life, and recruited me very quickly. My wife got pregnant, and then it was a bigger surprise that we were having twins.
So when your kids were born, he called me. The first one I named Clarence.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I love this guy. Quincy knows. He carried him home drunk.
Yeah, Richard Pryor suck a dick. Remember that interview? Like a couple months ago, Quincy Jones just going crazy, just putting everybody's old business out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to put ice in wine. Ever heard of it?
You know, I've still never watched that movie.
Really?
I refuse to.
I think I've only seen it like once or twice. I mean, it's not like a, you know.
Yeah. I watched like 10 minutes of it when I was a kid and I had a nightmare about it. I never got over it. I'm not scared of E.T. I just don't want to watch it. So I don't want to love there. Him.
Yeah. He's... Yeah, man. He's cute, right? He likes Reese's Pieces. He's,
no, don't say that shit to me.
Yeah,
no.
Oof.
You want to talk about that?
Guess who's there? Fucking daddy's there.
Yeah. Everything's going to be okay.
The world.
Whoa.
I made sure everybody made peace. Now, listen, Steven Spielberg and Michael Jackson, they're good people. Okay. All right. ABC, I know y'all are great. You imagine being the connection between all those people?
Yeah, yeah. Calm down, everyone. I'm Clarence. Mm-hmm. Wow. What? Shut up.
I ain't doing that Michael shit. Jackson. You fucking creep.
He's like, I don't know how I'm going to promote Michael Jackson.
That is true. What an easy gig.
Every building that is important for this tour.
brought in Al, and that completely rocked it out.
Inside the arena, one of the biggest and most elaborate stage sets ever built, erected in just 4 days. 90,000.
Oh, that's it?
90,000. Oh, man.
Clarence looked upon Al as a high-achieving son. You know, like, this is one of my mentees, and look at what he does.
Everyone, he makes money.
Almost 10. Taboo.
Taboo, being forbidden, that which is out of reach, that you shouldn't have. The unorthodox
unexpected,
a surprise. Classic
Clarence.
All right, I got you.
Join us to do their latest single on the Taboo label, an absolute smash entitled Take Your Time. Let's welcome from Atlanta, Georgia, the SOS Band.
If I'm with another white dude, like, yeah. Damn it, Clarence.
Clarence, why?
You keep bringing these fucking white dudes over.
I get that you zig when everyone else zags, but come on, man.
Come on. Do it right. We can do it, baby. Clarence's first one there.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I've been waiting on you guys.
I'm sure he invented them.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Jimmy Jam. They bored with Prince?
Yeah, Prince has gotten tedious for them.
Jimmy Jam, you'd be lucky, man.
That's awesome.
Then one day we brought Alexander O'Neill into the studio and sent Clarence the tracks.
He said, this motherfucker, you sent me, what's that motherfucker's name? Said Alexander O'Neill. Who's he? I said, Irish or something? He said, no, he's black, Clarence. O'Neill, what kind of name is that for a white man? Yeah, well, have a
Oh, man. I just realized who he was. Yeah. He's not looking that great nowadays. He's like missing teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they kind of recently performed that.
Oh, and he's just missing a bunch of teeth.
Yeah, he didn't look too good. He could still sing. He could still fucking go, but yeah.
He can't let the teeth go, though. I mean, I don't give a fuck if you let your teeth go. I just think it's one of those things where, like, as soon as your teeth start looking weird, everyone starts treating you weird, you know?
Yeah. Hey, Janet. You guys ever met my five other brothers? Yo, he put Janet Jackson on the right track.
Of course he did. Dude, he put Barack Obama on the right track.
Yeah, dude. What's up, Jimmy Jam? Getting that shout out. Say it.
Boy, his name gets said so many times in this documentary.
So magic. You know, after he makes Janet Jackson, it just fucking...
Yeah.
I'm familiar.
Nice mustache.
And he told you about life, didn't he? Got your shit straight.
You better not tell me you're thinking about divorcing your wife.
I swear to God, I'll cry right now. I'll cry, you son of a bitch. You're supposed to be different.
You're supposed to be different than the rest of them.
Someone that we wanted, how to make sure we didn't lose someone that we wanted to keep. Because, you see, Clarence knows everybody. You know, he knows everybody. And everybody could trust him. Say, well, if Clarence said, it must be all right. Clarence is not going to get down.
This is Nelson Mandela.
Clarence is golden, you guys.
That
everywhere.
Was fucking recent. Yeah, that was like not long ago.
And on and on and on, and I, you know, I hit this.
No way.
Yeah, of course, man.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, it's more Quincy, but yeah. Let's hear it. Somebody finally said it.
Yeah.
God damn it, Diddy. I love this.
Everybody's getting fucked.
Yeah, you guys, it worked out pretty fucking good, too.
Yeah, you got it.
I remember running into L.A. Reid and Babyface, and I remember people thought we were in competition with each other, and we've never had even met the brothers before, but we met them, and L.A. said, hey, man, can you introduce me to Clarence Avery? And I said, yeah, absolutely you can. First of all, let's just talk about hearing about Babyface, because I was trying to sing. I was in college.
Oh, yeah, he does do a good Babyface impression.
Yeah.
On one of his specials, he does, like, yeah. On two occasions.
Yep. Man, you could tell me this guy did anything and I would believe you.
I mean, I think he did. We watched a documentary about that song.
Yeah.
Organized Noise, baby. Set. Clear, baby.
Yeah.
Bring in new life. I
transfer some of the energy of Uptown in the Motown so that artists would want to come.
Andre and I.
Oh, I like this.
Uh-oh.
I like where this is going.
What a great dude.
Shit, I got an argument with you. How about that?
I don't like your shirt. Argument.
I got arguments there, buddy. Ooh. And it feels stupendous. Yeah, nobody saw it somehow.
Run.
Go, go, go.
Yeah.
considered gangster or thug or whatever you want to call it. And I didn't really want to hear it, but I had to reevaluate the conversation and say, well, this man is a legend, an icon. If he's taking his time to deliver this message to me, he must see something in me. So it just made me take on a stance of peace.
Damn.
Got everybody's mind right.
I bet he got, I mean, he had to have had a huge hand in getting Ludacris into the movies.
Yeah.
Ludacris is in a ton of movies now.
Yeah, I mean, he is an actor now. I mean, yeah. He hadn't put out music in a while, so.
Has he argued with you about your shirt?
He loves to do that. This is coaching. Story. He does not suffer fools. People get upset with my attitude, but I don't give a fuck. Get the fuck out of here and blah blah blah. All of that is just a facade. Talk about it.
Yeah.
So Bill Clinton and I became very close friends. You know, he's real quiet at first. He's reserved. He doesn't expect to throw himself at you.
I think that might just be how he talks to you.
Yeah.
You're the only person to say that about him.
This guy's special. He has put Bill Clinton's feet to the fire in front of an audience to the point that he will ask the questions as to why and how we can be really comfortable that once you get this job, all the promises that you're making to this community, you're going to really stand by. You know, like, he would just straight up be like, motherfucker, what are you going to do when you get this job? You know, I like that about him.
No one ever called me a motherfucker before. Blue. The words are blue, Bill.
Yeah, why would you say purple?
The fucking words are blue.
Do you think it'd be clever to say a different color?
No, man. There's already a color for that.
I don't know about that. Bill Clinton's never too far away from climax. Boom. Got him.
Bill, you about to cry?
I zinged him at the wrong time.
You called Clarence. Tell me you called Clarence.
Now, that makes selfish for me to say, but that's my favorite story called
did Bill Clinton just say that whenever they're trying to impeach him for getting his dick sucked and everybody's making fun of him and he's got all that heat on him, Clarence Avon is who told him.
Yeah. That's, he's like, I thought you were different, Bill. That's your different.
What's up, Kamala Harris? Well, too, my man.
He would have parties at his home that had great musicians or great friends there.
Where do you meet them?
Jackie would be in the kitchen hustling around all the time. Jackie, you still cooking?
What are you doing?
Bro. I still can't get over that Bill Clinton story.
Yeah, that's crazy. Whoa.
I mean, it's a good message, but yeah.
Yeah. Back then, it was good to believe. Russia had something to say about that. Did you make Obama president?
Yeah, he did. You know he did.
Oh, my God. And I'm not sure if Clarence actually thought I could win, but it was nice and encouraging. There is that generational issue. And oh, man. Like Vernon Jordan and others, they are really the bridge from a time where there was almost no opportunity to a time where doors began to open.
I had to stop myself from being like, wow, that's a really good point. Because, yeah, of course it is. It's goddamn Barack Obama.
Yeah, Barack Obama's not saying
he didn't need my compliment about
for most of their lives, oftentimes, that door was just open a crack, and success was tenuous. And I would never challenge them sticking with some folks who run into the dance.
When they were both running against each other, I remember going to my father and I said, listen, I like them both and I'm not against Hillary or anything, but I feel like this something's happening with Obama and I really want to be involved and they're asking me to do things and but if it's going to be weird with the Clintons, and he was so great. He looked at me and he said, you're a grown woman. You can make your own decision. And I said, I'm really not against anybody.
I didn't even think about that. He's got Obama going up against his homie's wife.
Yeah.
Man, good for her. She could have done nothing.
Yeah. Very true. Yeah, it's always nice when, like, the kids of, like, amazing people are also amazing.
I hope he, after he gave his speech, or after he found out, he called you.
And God bless Clarence Avon.
Yeah. Was That's a pretty good place to be an ambassador to. Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm going to talk to the people in the Bahamas.
Hey, you like beaches?
Yeah.
How could you do any more? Why would you want to be those guys?
Money. Oh, shoot him down.
Yeah, man, that's your dad. You gotta share him with the world. You gotta share him with Barack Obama.
You gotta share. You gotta share him with all the presidents, man.
I told him the other day, I said, if you left this planet tomorrow,
we'd be over. I'd say it's ends at that point, right? Like,
yeah.
We need. Clarence should have done the Mueller report.
Yeah.
Yeah. He should have fucking. He should have put him. He'd have taken down Russia by now.
No, for sure.
Jimmy Jam was still dressing like a blues brother.
Yeah. I kind of like it. Yeah, man.
Look at like that artistic journey, and you can put anything in between. Little Willie John is all the way over here, and Michael Jackson's right there in the middle, and then there's Bobby Brown, and then there's Alexander O'Neill, and then go another layer, and then you go from Quincy Jones to L.A. Babyface, and Jimmy Jam, and Terry Lewis, and Teddy Riley, and the list goes on and on and on. It's not even like he's a bridge. He's the way.
You know, become a gavala as a parent. You know, we're all children of parents. We're all children of parents. And it's weird because sometimes you don't even know the other children of parents until you see them do something.
I like that. You like Clarence?
Just every time somebody asks for more money, like, wait.
Clarence, right?
Clarence, right? Yeah,
yeah, yeah. They
told me to ask you for more money.
I love Clarence. That you can have as much money as you want.
I don't know how you can make all those connections.
Yeah, I literally don't see how that could happen again.
I don't even feel comfortable asking that question.
He's having a meltdown.
Yeah. Get that star on the thing. All right. What up, Bill?
Oh, man. That's amazing. To have Bill Withers there. Now, that must have meant so much to him. That's really cool.
I think that might mean as much to like everybody else, too.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, I'm sure all those people are like, how the fuck is his name not on the wall, you know? With money. Thank you for doing what you do. We will take this to the next generation. Keep on going.
We felt like you were going out there doing for others as he's trying to do for you. And I think he would feel much better about not getting that. But if he feels like he did all this and you did nothing with it, and you have no one, that's a bad investment.
Yeah.
Of my time.
Damn the shit.
Jesus.
He come for him.
That was so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that I knew amazing. That was going to be great.
This is a fun way to end it, too.
That's perfect.
My dad's one of those guys. He's just weirdly good at, like, giving people the business.
Yeah.
Like, he's so good at it. I think part of it is because he's huge.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Like, I go back to town and everyone's telling me stories of my dad yelling at people. It's just what he does.
He's going to cuss you out for saying that.
Yeah. Didn't even laugh.
No, he so meant funny. He meant that.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Oh, man.
So you remember the part of the documentary where I didn't get paid for any of that? I love the documentaries when I get paid. Oh, well, that's the word, Baby Bird. Thanks for hanging out and watching that with us. That was a fun one.
Man, that was a good one.
All right, subscribe to my YouTube channel. Check out my website, TravisNelsonComedy.com. Catch our tour dates. You already heard those. So,
Bye.
Bye-bye.